Hello, my name is Priscilla. You have reached the Department of Public Health, the coronavirus hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near to you?
Pardon me, could you repeat that?
If you are calling to find a testing site near to you.
No, but I have another question about that, not testing sites, vaccinations. I live up in Huntsville, Alabama, and the time anything becomes available, it almost goes away. Is there any problem with, like, going to Tennessee and getting vaccinated, or do you know of any problems with that?
Not that we know, sir. It depends how the Tennessee is working, because in the state of Alabama, the registration line is a different number. I can give it to you, but we are not making scheduled appointments, so I don't know if in the Tennessee is just for you to go there and get the vaccine or if you have to wait. So you have to check.
I think what's happening, if I'm correct, is all medical officials are saying, if you get vaccinated, get vaccinated. And, like, if I could find a Walmart or something that was over 50 miles from Huntsville and I could get a vaccination appointment, then I should go on and take it. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Basically, yes. But like I say, there's a different telephone number for the vaccine information. It is the vaccine registration line. I can give you the number if you want to write down.
Well, that's okay. I'm doing everything online. I think the information we're getting is not to try to just get it in your local area, but if you have access to it from another city, another town, then if you can get an appointment, go get the vaccine. That's kind of the way I'm looking at it. I don't think there's any problem with that, is there?
No, not that we know, sir. Like I say, it depends on the state. If it is available for to be vaccinated, you have the right to do that.
Yeah, in my city, people are very pro-vaccine, so the appointments, I mean, you can try to catch them online, and you could even be trying to make an appointment, and it'll go away while you're in there, depending upon whether it's Sam's, Walmart, or whoever. Okay, thank you very much. You've been very helpful. I know everybody's busy, so
no, I understand, sir. And if you need more information, I don't know if it is you are seeing the website, but we have the agph.org that you can visit and the cdc.gov for more information.
It's a terrific website, and it takes you to other places to open up your scope of where you can get it. So good job on that.
Thank you, sir, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Bye.